par.
You just sit it right here. That's very nice. Tranquil music. Beth picked that out. It's by Blue Star, and it's called Tranquility. We are trying to broadcast this evening. There is a problem on Ustream's end. We were on 2 minutes before the show, and this got kicked off, so we're working on getting back on. In the meantime, this is Vocal Profiling Live. This is VBS Radio, the voice of the people. And Beth is with me tonight. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host for the next hour. We have an exciting show. We're going to be talking about Roland Burris that Cassie asked us to look at last week, and we brought up the Illinois governor instead, which was kind of related, and found out that he was not sharing the truth. We did post that. Ben posted it behind the camera here. You posted it on YouTube. Did you just do the good stuff, or how long?
10 minutes on LaGoya Bench and 8 minutes on...
Okay.
Only 8 on sex?
It's just called sex. We need to call it the good stuff about sex.
The good stuff happened afterwards.
The good stuff about sex. So if you want to see last week's show, go to Sound Health at YouTube. And is it just Dvojevic? Is that how it's listed?
Yes, Dvojevic.
How do you spell that?
Dlagojevich.
So just go under Sound Health.
Yeah.
Is it Sound Health one word or two?
Two words.
And the sex one is just called sex. But we're gonna call it the good stuff about sex. And people have asked us to repeat some of that, so we will do that. And on this show, Vocal Profiling Live, we take a sample of someone's voice, and we evaluate it and look at their intention, good sex partners. Some of the things last week ended up being, how do you tell a hot lady? And so we answered that. We have a couple questions that came in this week, but we wanted to do Roland Burris today. He is the senator that took Obama's place, that all this hoopla in Illinois about the governor there trying to sell that seat. And the governor got impeached over the whole mess, and Burris was seated. And so we have some information, I think Cassie's going to play that for you later, about what Burris said about his being seated, and we have that up on the screen for you, but we have some things to talk to you about before we go on. You can call us and have your voice evaluated on the show. That number is 740-698-1881. That's our studio line.
Yeah, and that's what's up here, because the 0670 wasn't working.
Okay. They can't call in on the same line we're on.
What did they call in on last week?
So it's 740-698-0670 that they could call. But be sure not to use a cell phone, and be prepared for the call. Get a pencil and paper. We cannot waste time on the show while you're sitting there repeating and asking us questions. We can't do that. Go to the next one. This is where we are Ustreaming, where you can see other shows, and it's under www.ustream.tv/channel-sound-health-hour. And you can write to us at radio@vocalprofiling to get those addresses, because we thought we were going to be broadcasting, and I'm looking up on a screen. The other is easy to remember, youtube.com/soundhealth. Oh, somebody's calling to get their voice done. Hello? Okay, we can hear everything in the background. You're supposed to turn down the BBS radio.
Uh-huh.
Are you calling to get your voice done?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go turn down your radio and then come back.
I just muted the computer.
Okay, that's good. So hold on a minute while we manipulate our computer to get a vocal profile information up for you. What kind of vocal profile do you want us to do?
Pardon me?
What kind of vocal profile do you want us to do for you?
Oh, I didn't know there were options.
Well, we do one on diet, we do one on general, we do one on personality.
And we can do sex.
And you can do sex? I'll leave that to you, Beth. Okay, let's put this mic over there. What's your name, caller? And you can give us a fake one if you want.
No, it's Catherine.
K-A-P-H-R-Y-N. C-A-T-H-R-R-Y-N. Well, I can't spell very well, can I?
No, because it's K, not C.
Oh. Would you type that in there, Beth? You hold that.
I'm supposed to put button over there.
Okay, Catherine.
Okay, I'm going to switch phones here. This battery's dying. Hold on.
Okay, a birthday, and you can make that up, too, if you want. This is painless. People can call in and get this done at the office if they want to also. And we can also do very serious things, but this is just play stuff. Just entertainment. So when's your birthday?
October 6, 1955.
Okay, and I am going to have you talk for maybe a minute, maybe a little longer. Don't stop talking. Seth doesn't want dead air space. So are you ready to go on any subject?
Sure.
Okay,
and I'm having some health challenges, so maybe we could throw a look at health picture, if you have choices. Tell me when to begin speaking.
Okay, you're done already. How's that?
Oh, well, better yet.
So we're going to save it. Can you type it in so we can save it and send it to her? After the show, you're going to call the office at 740-698-9119. Please do it in the morning because it's like 9 o'clock at night here. And give them your email address and we will send you this report.
Okay, what was that phone number again?
740-698-9119.
Okay.
All right, we have up on the screen your vocal print, and it is a blue screen, and it has all 12 notes on it, from C to C-sharp, D, D-sharp, and on across the screen, and you'll get a copy of this print. Your most prominent note is the note of G, and it's emotional. So if you're having health challenges, it's because you are not processing your minerals. There's a lot of information, a lot of energy being expended by the kidneys and by the ability of the body to use minerals. Shoulders looks like they're involved. All across, we're looking at blue and emotions. So when something is like this, we look at the person's emotions as something that's causing their stress. It's your dominant note. And when we look at your printout, it says that you have a lot of stamina and you just kind of bully your way through life because you really don't have the energy to do it. You just make yourself do it. You push others and yourself to finish a job. You love new ideas and new projects, particularly physical projects that you can plan and then get into fruition. It's more fun for you to see the end product of what you have created than anything else. Your highest note is associated with what you consider to be your physical domain. So you're spending energy on getting your physical domain or seeking a physical domain that you really like. Keeping everything where you can find it and ready for you to do is very important for you. It probably really disgusts you to have to go hunt for something. Is that true?
Yeah, everything you said is true.
Have you downloaded this program? Because, you know, we're giving it away for free.
I did not know that.
Go to Nano, N-A-N-O, Voice, nanovoice.org,
and you can download this program and use it on your own. And there is a manual and there is a free class, Catherine. So if you want to join us to learn more about this, you certainly can. Sometimes people just don't want to talk about their stuff in public.
Right.
Like their preferences or you know, their real issues. So
right.
In the privacy of your home with your own computer, you can use this program and talk about whatever happens in your life and your choices. And what you need to look for is when all of the colors go all the way across. You have every color. So you are a multitasker. You need hope in your life to go on, hope of what's going to happen and how it can feed you is the best thing in your life. You would be a great person in command because you could handle many things at once and you could get a lot of things done. You know a lot of things about a large breadth of...
a lot of things about a lot of things.
Yes, I was trying to put that into words.
That's simple.
But your first emotion is to feel about it. And justice and what's fair to everybody has to be involved. That's very important to you.
Mm.
How's that?
Wonderful. Do you have a word or two about my sex life?
No, your hormones are very unbalanced. And it looks like that deals with your liver issues. Your liver energy is way low. Your D notes, C and D sharp.
Yeah.
Also E and oxygenating your cells, very, very low.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of energy that you aren't managing well. Your body's not cooperating with all of its different parts.
Oh, yeah. I've been feeling chronically fatigued.
I don't remember the frequencies for chronic fatigue, but if you want to do something very serious like that, if you'll go to our website, Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sounds.com, then you can look at some of the information and look at how to send us a file of your voice, and we can check you for chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr. We can probably look at the root cause for you. We train people to look at this every day. We do have free classes. If you're interested in joining us for that, you can... right at class@vocalprofiling.com. And you can also look at all of our information on BBS Radio. And they have all of our numbers and information posted there. So you certainly can get in touch with us.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, sweetie. We're going to be doing more vocal profiling. And people can call at that number, 740-698-0670. Questions you can get to us at sherryonair@gmail.com. Sherry is S-H-A-R-R-Y. Actually, there's an easier one to remember, radio@vocalprofiling.com. But if those of you who are watching this are able to watch it, you can see all of our websites. And once you get into one website, you can look at our fun website, you can look at our class website, you can look at our Real Serious Research website. We are an institute in southern Ohio, the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. We do very serious and very fun things here. One of the things I love that we did this week, we had a lady that came in, and for over 50 years, she's had eczema and psoriasis, a lot of skin issues, and we were able to show genetically that she could not process sulfur. And I didn't know sulfur had anything to do with eczema, but it does. When you can't process sulfur, then the skin gets very irritated. We are in the building you see in front of a three-story old schoolhouse with big orange doors. I love our orange doors. And we are in that building broadcasting from our little studio this evening. That's me up in the upper left-hand corner. Beth, we need to get your picture.
There we go.
You're a buddy. You're part of this. You know, I put my picture up there because when I see something, I hear something, do an online course, I want to see the person I'm talking to. So that's why I stuck that up. And this is the program that we're giving away. We have a big blue picture of the program called Nano Voice. It's a personality Profiler. Actually, it's a micro version of our larger program used by professionals to do vocal profiling and analysis. It's even used by some police departments now. So this is a little version we're giving away, and we're giving it away because we want to prove to people that, just like Catherine was agreeing with what we were saying, that was just a computer printout. Want people to realize that their voice gives them information about themselves. So we're giving the program away. It's too important to humanity not to. People kind of think we're crazy because we give it away with absolutely no strings attached. You can download the program. We don't even ask you for your email address. And you can play with the program and learn to do it absolutely free. We want every household to have this. We want every time you go to the doctor, they look at this and they say, oh, we have this issue going on. We want people to be able to monitor their own health because we believe that whoever controls health controls the people. And we want to put that ability back in your hands for you to have dominion over your own health. What can you do with it? Well, we just looked at it a couple of weeks ago, and I'm using this as an example. Do you remember when the guy at that press conference threw a shoe at Bush? And Bush said, I didn't feel a bit threatened by that. Big fib. And we were able to see it on his vocal print. For those of you watching this, you can see that the notes of G and G sharp are very, very high, and they're green. So each of the colors means something. Just like Catherine had all of the colors, the multitasker, the green means a farmer kind of type of person. They do things, they plan it, they plan ahead. So G and G sharp stands for physical boundaries, physical space, your room, the way your space is arranged, and the way you control your space. And the threat here to Bush was to his physical environment. He really needed to do something about it and have a way to be safe again. But you can see a lot of blue in his chart, too, in the note of C-sharp, and that's all about integrity and trust. And he was threatened. His face was really threatened. And of those of you that are with us a lot, we tell you E and A-sharp, those are the that's the information about who's lying to you. And for those of you watching, you can see there's absolutely no E and there's a very little A sharp. So he is very reluctant to talk about this. He's not telling the truth about what he is talking about. Did you think he wasn't threatened by it?
He seemed to keep pretty calm.
From this, it was all a fake. So we're talking about looking at all of the notes in your voice, and we divide them into octaves, and we divide them into notes. So for those of you who can't watch, imagine in your mind a grid with all the notes from C, C-sharp, D, D-sharp, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do, 12 notes across a grid, and then a graph moving up, and every time, say, a note, it registers on this graph. How, now, brown, tell would give you 4 hits on it. And we would look at the color that comes in. Blue came in a lot on what we were doing tonight. Blue is emotional, sort of a minister type. Green is the farmer type. They plan things. They do it ahead of time. Yellow is the lawyer type. They're all mental. And you're going to see some of that tonight, how somebody went all mental when they should have been really in an emotional state. And the red is the fireman. They do things responsibly, but on the run. They're reactive. That's a better way to see it, reactive. And for those women out there who want a committed mate, got a lot of red in their voice, you run the other direction because they're very spontaneous. If you want a committed guy, then you go with the green farmer. Could be boring. Some, you mix it up with green and red, and you've probably got a good thing going.
Probably.
Some spontaneity, but also some commitment to what's happening. Very faithful person. So the colors associated with each of the notes are an important part of an evaluation. Also, the amount of the notes. Look at about 500 hits. There's only 6 clicks to get this computer program to deliver you a report. You don't have to interpret anything. 6 clicks delivers your report and gives you information about each note, the muscles of each note, and those kinds of things. So come in a separate kind of little package called SonoCard. So what we're looking at now on the screen is a very high note of C. If we're looking at about 500 hits, 42 would be about average, 20 would be very low, and 80 would be very high. What's represented here is a very high red note of C, and beside it we have a SonoCard, and the SonoCard note of C represents the muscles of the palm and the wrist and the thumb. So if you have this note of C very high, it could be those muscles, could be hand muscles, overworked, stressed, tight. But also that note of C can be ego, can be self-awareness. So we have also a flyer, a poster that will give you the notes and what each of them mean. And if you will write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com or call us, we will send you this flyer free so that you can follow along with what's going on. I want to offer, too, that the first 3 people who write to us at radio@vocalprofiling, I'll send them a free set of SonoCards. And that's like $20 or something. Let me pay for shipping, so it'll be like $25. So you write to us, first 3 people, let me write that down so I don't forget it, and we'll give you this set of SonoCards that we have. Okay, do we have all of our announcements done? I know we have a really neat announcement. So just then, we just partnered with Hocking College to make vocal profiling technology a part of their curriculum in their new alternative health division. I think that's incredible. They sent people over today. We talked to them. They're going to learn to do this. We're going to give the college tutor programs. And if there's any of you out there who are at colleges that you would like this taught, and we do teach this over the Internet, we will teach a class for you for free or for your facility. So get in touch with us, and we'll do that class online for your students. Most colleges now have that ability to have online students.
A lot of them webinars.
Webinars? Okay. We use online. We don't use webinars. But people can still hear us and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So let's clean up something from last week, and then let's go to the exciting news of this week. Last week we did, I can't pronounce Blagojevich. I just have a hard time hearing until I say the word several times, then I really have a hard time pronouncing. But we did information on him and his impeachment. And then after the show, I said, Cassie, was that the information you wanted? And she said, no. I wanted the information on Roland Burris, the guy who took Obama's seat that the governor got impeached over. So we went back to the drawing board, and we looked at what Burris is saying. We have a clip that Cassie's going to play. It's from Meet the Press. It is Bob Schiffer talking to Roland Burris and challenging him and saying that since there's such controversy around this, don't you feel kind of ashamed of yourself that you're going to go and take this seat? And even though this guy's been a three-time Senate person or a three-time person in the Illinois government already, I mean, it's not like they pick somebody out of the Walmart or something. But the idea behind it was, or what was the controversy? That this guy was, they wanted him to pay $1 million or something for the seat?
Well, what it was about Blagojevich attempting to sell the seat. And what made it fishy about Roland Burris is that He was a big-time supporter of Blagojevich during his campaign, and through the wiretapping, a lot of things were campaign contributions. I need to remind them of those campaign contributions and give them things to make sure they hold up their end. And seeing is that he was one of the key players in Blagojevich's reelection and actually gave him dirt on his opponent to help him win, makes it really, you know, makes you wonder.
Well, if he was that good a friend, why would he want to charge him $1 million for the seat?
It's money.
No, and the governor was going to keep it.
Well, they're political friends.
But the governor, Blagojevich, was going to keep the money. He wasn't going to put it in the government pot. He wanted it for his retirement or something. Now, aren't people buying the positions anyway by the amount of money that they're spending on marketing and publicity and that kind of thing?
I mean, when you look at all the senators being paid off by lobbyists, I mean, what was Hillary Clinton's thing while Bill was in office? Was it health care? Yeah, she was big on health care and knocking down, like, pharmaceutical, high-cost spending people can afford their drugs. And once she got in Senate, she ended up becoming one of those big people they contributed funding to change her mind. So they can all be bought, and they are, which is, you know, one of the reasons why Obama is trying to be so strict right now about lobbyists. And they're not all bad. I mean, some of these lobbyists lobby for things like education and you know.
Money talks.
Hmm?
Money talks.
But money talks, and the money is in the hands of people like cigarette companies. And
I heard Obama speak about lobbyists. I really like that. Can't work for his campaign, can't work on this kind of thing 2 years afterwards. He's really cracking down. But let's do birth first, and then we'll do the evaluation of Obama's inaugural speech. We'll see what kind of president.
I'd like to ask you, if he was in the time to sell that speech, kind of how can you accept such an office from such a person and expect people to take you seriously or not question your character? I hope that no one ever questioned my character. As you know, Bob, so the way the government is going to think, legislation puts their constitution. So remember this, persons who does that, but also who do good. Some of the Lord is good. Good for the Lord. Good for the country. He exercised his constitution.
Okay, Kathy is telling me that we're on and we're broadcasting and we're up and running. This is good because people can see this. That was Roland Burris from Face the Nation. And he's talking about, aren't you taking the seat by whatever means necessary, and aren't you really ashamed of yourself? Now, from his words, what do you get, Beth, from the words that he said?
Well, not just the speech, because I've heard others. I like how he tries to justify his lack of hesitancy, because he wasn't hesitant at all. I can't say that he expressed himself very well. But you could see where he was trying to go with his answers. And he pretty much says, you know, that's not my problem. I'm taking this seat. Thank you.
And the governor being bad, having bad behavior, is not my problem.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with me.
And on Face the Nation, he also talked about his lawyers will be there. He will take his seat. was appointed. This will happen. So, Roland Burroughs, former Illinois Attorney General, chosen by Governor Rod Blagojevich. You know, it's easier for me to pronounce than see it. To fill out Obama's term, said this morning that according to the Illinois State Supreme Court and by other constitutional authorities, the appointment was legal. Now we look at, I evaluated that speech. Look at the high emotion in CNC Sharp. A lot of blue. And that says emotion. His go and C-sharp, his integrity. But look at what is right along with that C-sharp. A nice, free, very tall, much more than a norm, that not only is his ego involved and he's feeling hurt, but look at the wonderful green in here.
A ton of green.
And this says there's emotional stress in the areas of self-power, his ego, see, and truth, that's sharp. At the same time, there's incredible determination to make up for any distress by his actions, and there's a commitment to the future. The green is always that commitment to the future. He's not saying this off the cuff. And remember last week, Blagojevich was saying it all off the cuff, a lot of red, and he brought in all of those people that were handicapped about people are keeping me from helping the handicapped people. I mean, it was just a total emotional ploy, but there was a lot of red in it, which says he was trying to manipulate. It was red a lot. When there's that much red, it's manipulation. Not a lot of yellow here. Yellow, the mental part of it. This man is committed to doing this and carrying this out. So I would say he's going to do a good job. Yes, his ego is involved. But this is where they're going to, where he says, I'm not involved with the governor's bad behavior. What do you know? It's not full. Very little there. Narrow down. Very small. But all yellow. Mental. This was a planned response, like a lawyer, a planned response to get his way. He says, I'm not involved in any of the governor's behavior. I'm not a person who does bad. Planned speech. Emotion. Remember that the note of D is about self-approval. His self-approval is high, but it's emotionally unstable. You get this much blue. They really believe so hard that they're trying to convince themselves of what's happening. So was he involved with the governor's bad behavior? Yes, he was. Remember we look at E and A sharp? That those are not full. They really are not speaking the truth. They are not giving you information that's needed. So he knows more than he's telling. And he was mandated to appear at the impeachment proceedings. I think they were closed, so we don't know what's going on. But this shows self-preservation here by this blue. But this yellow shows he has it all mapped out, what should be said. So there's a plan back here, almost like a legal proceeding plan of what he should say and should not say. So my opinion about this is really was involved as I don't know how to say that. Governor had bad behavior. I knew about it. Did he participate in the bad behavior? He says he didn't. But did he benefit from it? Just says yes. There's another one here. This I found very interesting. This is two of his. The first one, the one on the top, says defending his right to be seated. See how intellectual it is? Yellow. And you can divide this up into left and right brain. If they have most of the information, most of the colors and graphs from the note of C to F, that's left brain stuff. Logical, linear, thought it through. This is the best process. But I would think yellow, the lawyer type, but it's on right brain. So there's an emotion behind this lawyer thinking. This is trying to create a fiction, trying to create a picture for other people to believe. If this was really true and he really believed it, the yellow would be on the C to F side, and there would be more information in that note of E and A sharp that we know is about truth. So the next one we look at, when we took this apart in several little increments, we took out the part about him stating his desire to go to work as a senator. And look at that green again. Popped up all on the right side. He has a little bit of B, which means he's doing it for other people, but a lot in A sharp, a lot of green in A sharp. But look, it doesn't match his E. That E, A sharp. I believe he's stating his desire to go back to work as a senator. I think I believe him. I just think he is still hiding the issues behind his need or ability or right to go back to work. Anytime I see in A sharp, so discordant. I don't believe the person. I don't believe their words. I don't believe what they're stating as a motive behind their words. So, really look at this. He knows what went on. He's trying to put a case together to show that he didn't. He probably very much regrets it. But at the same time, he's willing to jump in there and do the work and really do a good job and get this behind him. Do we forgive him? When people catch you in a lie, do you want to admit it or just get it over with and go do the right thing?
Well, I don't know. It's different, though.
Well, let's say it's one of your characters in your book. How would you have them react? If this was a character in your book and they got caught, but they really knew they could do a good job, would they want to put on that image, that false front?
Yeah.
You'd have them do that to get through it. And I think all of us do put on a false front a lot of the time. And I don't know why. Peer pressure, we think we won't be loved with that, without it. But if there's a point where you can really get to your core and who you are, and you can talk it out with the computer and see if it's still for you, then it almost reboots and starts in. And you can see what a good decision is, what a bad decision. I think he realizes he made a bad decision, so he's willing to pick up and go on. But there is some culpability on his part. I don't think it was, he initiated the idea, but I don't think he was opposed to it, pushed toward it. So we have the complete evaluation of this. And again, if you'd like to write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com, we'll send you printout. Now, would you like to talk about Obama?
Of course.
You know, a lot of people hate Obama, and we got a lot of hate mail when we put it out on Eye Contact that we were going to do this show and talk about Obama's motives and his inauguration. Now, I believe that people on BBS are people with vision, and they're willing to look at change for themselves as well as their country. You know, why continue to fight Obama? He's in there. Our attorney constantly says, keep your friends close, but your enemies close. And if you really see Obama as an enemy, then try to do something constructive about it instead of sending us all this hate mail about Obama and what's really going on and how there's this big conspiracy with John Roberts, the Chief Justice that swore him in. You know, we got so many emails today about it was all put on, that they were trying to see that he wasn't really sworn in, so there was a case being made for he wasn't sworn in as president.
And that he's not a natural-born citizen, so he's not legally
have a right
here. Right,
In his inauguration speech, he said his father, who 60 years ago couldn't even have been seated or served in a restaurant with whites, he wished he could be here to see his son president of the whole bunch. I'm willing to give him a chance, particularly when I found this today, which I just, it gave hope. Obama orders Guantanamo prison closed within 1 year. This, to me, is the first step in us regaining our rights from illegal search and seizure. You know, here's the Bush administration going out and saying, we prevented you from being bombed. We prevented this. We prevented this. We would have been way bad off if we hadn't done that, if we hadn't taken those steps to take away your rights. I think that's incredibly wrong. I remember the New Jersey of them lining children and parents up with guns and dogs and forcing vaccination. And in some cases, the school had lost the vaccination. That's horrible. I remember mandated vaccinations through the Bush administration that killed people that our own hospital here refused to take because they knew how dangerous it was. Wrong search and seizure, no search warrants, no warrants for wiretaps. Where did our freedoms go? And I just heard something the other day that gives me chills, that because of the Constitution, they're not allowed to take away our guns, but they're taking away our bullets.
I heard that too.
Because they were afraid there were going to be riots about what was going on. It was over 1 million people in Washington in support of this inauguration. I don't know if it's let's join it and see what's going on, let's wait and see what happens. Let's look and see what comes up in his inauguration, what's going on. This is his swearing in. Now, we took, this is the one from the step, but this picture is from the second one that they did where they flubbed the first one. I can't remember what they called it. Instead of a swearing in, it is a flub of office or something like that. I looked at some of the, they had a really cute title to it, a flubbing in office. But there wasn't a good picture of the one from the Capitol, but we did get the voice. The second one that Beth found, it was from a cell phone or something where the second swearing in, and it had such hiss and garbage on it, we really couldn't use it there. I couldn't clean it up.
And so, you can listen to it online. There are several copies of it. It's just they all sound that way. They all have that crackling sound in the background.
And it just was impossible to clean it up. You know, it usually takes me a couple of hours to prepare for this show. This show took me 5 hours to prepare for because we went in such depth about what was going on here. So we took out all of John Roberts' voice, and we just ran Obama's. And you've already learned things tonight that the keynote is ego and it's blue. Here's that with Roland Burris, remember? That high emotion. You know, if I was being sworn in as president, I think I'd be statistically emotional too. Actually, I'd probably be shaking and fainting. I can't imagine a worse job, maybe a butcher or something. Who would want to be president? I can't run my own life.
And right now.
Yeah. That's a crazy job. You know, I can't run my own life, much less 3 million people or 300 million people. So a lot of emotion here in ego and in trust and truth. But look at the separation between the red, a lot of red information, about 30 hits on red in C-Sharp, is integrity and emotion. This means that he will protect without reservation, without thinking about it. We'll protect integrity. I like that. Look at how much A sharp and B and how green it is. That note of B is service to the people. And he'll serve with a farmer mentality. He'll think about it. He'll plan it. The fact that he is getting rid of Guantanamo know, I don't think Bush even listened to the fact that he was raping people's rights at Guantanamo. Crazy. And people are being released from that. Wonderful. I was surprised at all of the red in his voice. In almost every note, except the note of A sharp with spirituality and management with spirituality, there is red. I'm wondering if it's because they flubbed it so bad and what the Chief Justice was supposed to say to him, he didn't. He left out words, he mixed words up.
So in John Roberts' defense, Obama actually messed up first because he jumped the gun on the first sentence of the swearing. I think that kind of messed John Roberts up because it's his first time swearing in the president. So,
Didn't he have two cards or something?
They didn't have anything.
They just had to kind of remember it.
They were supposed to memorize it.
But I think that's why there's so much red in here. But there's a tremendous amount of green. Green with spirituality, green with humanity, green for love of the people. So I like this swearing in. Is there something you'd like to see now? I mean, we have to make a decision here. What do you want in your president? Are we going to fight him for 4 years? Are we going to look at how he could benefit us? I've often heard from the attorneys that work with us when I get upset with people. You don't have to like him to work with them. You just have to see that they do their job and do what's right for the company. From this, I think he will do right for the country. There's not a thing here that I am going to do right for Obama. If that was the case, all of this would be yellow. All of this note of C would be yellow. Yellow is like me first, protection first, mental first. And his is emotion. I think he has a right to be emotional here. You want to say something, Beth?
I'm all yellow. That just made me sound bad.
But you're a writer. And yellow is mental.
Everything I take is all yellow. They're like no other colors.
Yellow is
it mental. It is about me. I'm not going to lie. I mean,
yellow is mental. Everything that happens to you, I see you making little notes all the time for your book and wonder, yeah, that would fit there. You can see that. You're constantly mental. Rarely do you get emotional. Very calm, cool, and collected around here, and this is what I'm going to do mental. When was the last time you got upset?
Well, I don't know.
See? evaluate. The next thing we did, and I love this picture. Here's Obama with millions of people behind him. One of the things he said, you love truth and justice and try hard to see that people are compensated for their efforts. You love a happy ending and like to see the world is fair and balanced. Strong sense of justice needs a cause or an outlet. You are more likely to fight for the rights of others than for yourself. That's right off the computer from his evaluation. You like that as your president? That really came out like 5 pages, and I just grabbed one paragraph and stuck it in there. But we will also send people all 5 pages of the evaluation if they will write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com. But this is a composite. I went through his entire inauguration speech, and you know, one of the things that I found in his speech, and he didn't say it, but I think the gist was, this is going to be era of responsibility, of self-responsibility, of government responsibility. I like that. So look at his composite. What do you see about his composite? I see you smiling, Kathy, over there in the corner, our producer that's running the computer and the board and all that stuff and being busy. And you're watching. You have an interest, and you're smiling here. Vote for Obama? Did you know that he was going to be this emotional?
I don't know if I thought about him.
I never thought I would see this much blue, and it's in every note, and it's the highest note. And, well, with the exception of Chi, you have a very high green. Those of you being able to watch us, it's very full, lots of color, which means it's a multitasker. The lowest note's red, which means reactive. I would think we're not going to have any more of this. Let's go bomb Iraq. He made a commitment to get out. I think he will keep it. I think he's not going to be reactive to threats of any kind. A lot of mental, a lot of every color of the note in his face. Very, very balanced. His highest note is F. Emotional planning. Coming right behind it, what's going to be the outcome of that planning? I think his inaugural speech represents his plea to the people to help him get America back on track. I would thought would be make a speech, this is what I'm going to do for you, this is what I'm going to do for the country. Didn't say that. Said, this is what we could do together. And I like that. I would still vote for Ron Paul if they were running today. You know, when we first started looking at Obama's voice, his voice looked like Jimmy Carter. And I thought, he has the desire, but he doesn't have the savvy. He doesn't have the connection. And that's what was wrong with Jimmy Carter. He had the desire to help, but he didn't have the political clout to do it. And the more and more that came down the wire, his voice changed to look like John F. Kennedy. But at the same time, that's what Ron Paul's voice looks like, John F. Kennedy. I would really like to see Obama make some space for Ron Paul's ideas in his campaign. And I think the first part of that is we the people. I think he borrowed a lot from Ron Paul, but I think he's sincere in what's going to happen. I was incredibly surprised that his first move was to get rid of this prison. I think this is incredible. Print out, and we'll send you a copy. And I think we're running out of time, haven't we, Cassie? So we're running out of time. This is some of the printout that came out. You have high ideals and expect the same of others. Others see you as having leadership potential, but they may resent you for the same reason. Your highest notes associated with internal perspective of service, the self versus humanitarian needs. I didn't make this up. This came rolling off the computer printout. And you guys can have this computer program too. Go to nanovoice, nanovoice.org, and print this out. You can look at anybody. You can look at characters from a play. You can look at your political people. You can look at your husband, a potential partner, your boss. To know their secrets. This is Inner Sense Software. Beth, I'm sorry we didn't get to your sex questions that people
asked.
Well, they can go on YouTube and they can watch the show and they can send you more questions. So you're Beth at vocalprofiling.com.
Please send them to me. Siri doesn't want to read them and I do. Beth at vocalprofiling.com.
You can tell what's on her mind and she's getting married soon, so that's okay.
That's good for him.
Is that our last... it's our last thing here. Okay, thank you for watching, taking time out of your busy day to be with us. Please get in touch with us. We have a lot of things that we'd like to share with you. And the first three people that get in touch, we're going to send you a set of Sona cards. Please join us next week.
Did you hear that? Well, I'm going to use it. I can't hear. You're going to use it.
They could come and join us here if they wanted to.